Hi there, and welcome to the Praying Christian Women podcast. I'm Jamie Hampton, and today I get to sit down with Missy Robertson. You might know Missy from her role in A&E's Duck Dynasty. Despite this increased publicity, which is kind of an understatement on her personal life, her company, she's managed to become a strong voice for morality and virtue, both locally and globally. And today we're going to get to talk about her newest release, Because You're My Family, which released in March, which is a children's book that depicts the journey of a family who has adopted. So Missy, thank you for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Well, before we get started, we'd like to ask each of our guests, what is your favorite prayer closet? Where do you like to go to feel close to God?
I don't have a special place because I believe that when Paul said pray continuously, that that's what that meant. So there are certain places that I go for quiet, if that counts, out of the fray of the house.
When you're busy.
That's right. I have a large swing on my back porch that I really like. But even just this morning, before doing some of these media hits for this book, I was in my bedroom and just sat down and just prayed, you know, Lord, help me glorify you in all of this. This is not for me. This is for you. So I really just in my car, in the living room, whenever I need to talk to the Lord, I talk to the Lord.
I love it. And, you know, it was, I think, Martin Luther that said basically that he's too busy not to pray. You know, a lot of times you'll hear, oh, I'm too busy to pray. Well, he was like, I'm too busy not to pray. And it sounds like that's kind of your focus is the busier you are, you know, that you've got to have those shout out prayers to God, like in those cracks and crevices of time, just to keep yourself grounded and focused on.
Yes.
On
I God need him to lead me in everything. Mm-hmm. I can't depend on myself for sure. I've learned that through the years.
Well, your family has definitely entered the public eye in a huge way since Duck Dynasty aired in 2012. How has that impacted your spiritual life and your prayer life?
Well, that's 10 years ago. So we've lived a few lifetimes, you know, yeah, since all of that started. But we were very intentional when we began, Jason and I, in our home, about being open to what the Lord wanted us to do and also to hold each other accountable and to allow the Lord to hold us accountable as well. Because we knew that the more success that we had, the greater opening that the devil would have to grab a hold of us. So we were very intentional. We were on our guard. And since we started that, and that way of thinking became more prevalent in our lives, we've really never stopped. It's just, we've grown in our faith and our marriage and our family since then because of that.
What are some of the practical steps? Like if there's a woman listening who is entering into a different season of life that feels more challenging and feels like her family is more open to enemy attacks, like what are some specific steps that you guys have taken to make that a priority?
Well, you know, Jace and I have always been close, and especially with ministry in our marriage. But, mm-hmm, you know, when I stand before the Lord on Judgment Day, Jace may not be standing beside me. It's a one-on-one time that you're going to have with God. And I can't say, oh, but I was doing what Jace was doing, or I was doing what my parents were doing. It's me and God. And so the most important thing overall is to establish that relationship you have with the Father. And the way to do that is through Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And so I would say a super practical way to do that. Cause I know what your question is. How, where do I begin if I've never walked in that before? Or if I feel I'm so out of touch because of pain and hardship and disappointment in my life right now, I feel so far from God. Mm-hmm. Start with the book of John. It starts, you know, John documents Jesus's life as an adult and from John's point of view. And so to see the words on the page, the way that John wrote them, and to understand what his relationship was with God, with Jesus, and watching Jesus do what he did through John's eyes and through documents that John provided through other people's eyes, you get to really know who Jesus was. He wrote down things that Jesus said. And so, you know, how do you get to know somebody? You watch their life. And if we're supposed to do what Jesus did, how will we ever know if you don't know Jesus? So it's beautiful to be able to grow in your faith and in your relationship with the Lord. Pray about it. I know this is the Praying Women's Podcast, but really pray, Lord, I don't know where to start. It's just a conversation. I don't know where to start. Help me. You know, it's just like in John, the story talks about the centurion saying, you know, I believe, Lord, help me in my unbelief. Sometimes mm-hmm. we don't even know what we're saying. I believe, but yet I'm having so much struggle with unbelieving. So get to know the Lord. And that is by reading his word. And I would start with John and getting a group of women around you. It's what I've done for almost my entire life. And I grew probably more than I ever had this past year during COVID because of a small group of women and just for getting in the word and discussing that with them on a weekly basis.
Oh, that is so good, Missy. That is really good. Very, very practical steps. I love it. Thank you for that. Well, can you tell us about your recent book, the newest book,
yes.
Because You're My Family? I love it.
It is so beautiful. I love it.
It is.
Very, very proud of it. The illustrations are gorgeous. And it's not just for children either, because so many of the adults and the parents that I've talked to, they love it as well, because it's a reminder of a bigger picture. Mm-hmm. But unconditional love, what is that? You know, when you're talking to a child about unconditional love, it's simply, I love you no matter what you do. You might mess up. You might disappoint me, which you will, because everyone does. Humans are flawed. But don't ever doubt my love for you, because that will never change. So that's what the story is about a child who disobeys and disappoints his family, his parents, but they come to him and give him that little conversation about, no matter what you do, I'm going to love you simply because you're my son, and you don't have to prove it in any other way, but we're here to hold you accountable in your actions and in your life. So it's a beautiful story, but the bigger picture, of course, mirrors the Father and how he loves us through his sacrifice of his own son.
Yeah, that is what I loved as I read through that, is you just see this mirrored picture. And as an adult reading it, as a Christian adult, it's, you can't miss that parallel. And even if we know in our heads, the head knowledge, yes, God loved me no matter what, agape love, unconditional love, we don't always have the heart knowledge of that. We still feel separated from God sometimes. We still feel, you know, we hear enemy lies that you're not good enough. You can't go to God in prayer. You haven't prayed to him lately. So he's going to be mad. He's going to be mad at you. Or, you know, you've done this, this, or that. God's displeased with you. He doesn't want to hear your words, or he's not going to give you what you ask. And that book is such a simple but just beautiful reminder of that. And it's so important to instill that in our kids at an early age.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, it is. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
We just wanted to take a quick break to share about a sponsor of today's episode, Faithful Counseling. Let's face it, life can be hard. It's so important to show up for yourself and your loved ones through all of the struggles life can bring. One way you can do this is by checking in regularly with a Christian therapist. We know not everyone has the time or the money for in-person therapy, but thanks to Faithful Counseling, Christian therapy can be accessible to anyone. You can speak to your counselor by video, phone, or text. Scheduling is so easy, and financial aid is available. I recently started using Faithful Counseling myself, and I admit I had never been to a therapist, and I was kind of nervous about the process. But I was shocked at how easy it was to get started, how convenient it is to communicate with my counselor, and how easy she is to talk to. We would love for you to find out for yourself how beneficial Christian counseling can be. So our sponsor, Faithful Counseling, is offering you 10% off your first month when you use our special link at faithfulcounseling.com/praying. So the main character of this book is adopted, right? Of this mm-hmm. children's book. So can you actually have a couple of newest members of your family that mm-hmm. you've welcomed into your home that are not your biological kids? Can you tell us how they came to live with you?
Well, I have one. Her name is Karina. She's from Nicaragua. We got her when she was 18 and she's 22 now, but mm-hmm. her story is, you know, her mother died when she was a baby and her dad left home. And so her grandmother raised her in a small town in Nicaragua, and a small, very poor situation. And her mentor, a pastor that we've worked with for years for missions, was kind of in a mentorship situation and told her, you know, you need to get out of here, grow up, get out of here. But the best way to do that is get your grades up. And she worked super hard and got an international high school scholarship to a school in Germany when she was 16 and left home. And then her grandmother passed away. So she was completely orphaned. When she was 18, she was back in Nicaragua when unrest broke out in that country. And that was in 2018. And her mentor, her pastor, who we work with, called us and said, look, she has a full ride scholarship to a college in Minnesota, but we've got to get her out of this country before it basically shuts down. And so can she stay with y'all for about a month or so? Like, sure, we've got extra room. No worries. And when she got here, we learned of her story and just fell in love with her and became her parents. And she became our daughter. So actually, Jace asked her, will you be our daughter? So she was just like, yes. So she's broken English at that time and, you know, learning as much as she can about a new culture and a new crazy family, you know, that she didn't know about. She didn't know about the dynasty. She didn't know anything like that. And now she has siblings and she has a new niece because we have a brand new, I have a brand new grandbaby. So she's ours. And that love flows to her just like it does to the rest of our children. She's definitely our child.
I love that.
So, and then Maris is our little grandbaby. She's almost 3 months old. So, and she's not adopted. She is actually the biological daughter of Reed, who is our son, and his wife, Brighton. And so that's the two newest members of our family.
Well, as a praying mom and as a praying woman, what advice would you give for praying for your children and grandchildren? Do you have, I know I didn't include that in our original questions, but do you have any words of wisdom for us as moms and those out there praying, or for their spiritual children if they're not biological moms?
Well, I tell my children too that I pray this over them, that I want them more than anything in this life to have a relationship with the Lord. I don't care what you do for a living. I don't care what job you have. I don't care how much money you make. And that's so unheard of kind of these days in pushing our children to become successful, or either in sports or academia or making money, or so we can, I don't know, brag on Facebook or brag to our family and friends. I've told them, I don't care. I don't care what you do. As long as you work at it with all of your heart, like Colossians 3 says, and also walk in the light. If you get out of the Lord's light, do whatever you can to get back in it. Because if you walk in the light, he will bless you. And your blessings will flow from our family as well. So that is my prayer to them. That is my prayer for them. And they know it. They know. And they also know that we're here when they do mess up. And they will.
I love it. And I think that's something that we can hold in our hearts as a wish and a desire, but verbalizing it is so important. I'm just thinking, when's the last time I told my kids that? Our oldest is starting to look at colleges and thinking about a career and putting a lot of pressure on himself. And I'm just thinking, when's the last time I told him that none of that matters to me? and that, you know, my heart's desire for him is to follow God and to serve him, and everything else will be added unto him, you know? And
that's,
I love
exactly
that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So important. Well, thank you for that. Well, where can our listeners connect with you online, find your book, and where do you like to hang out on social media?
Well, I'm not on there a lot, but I'm on Facebook, Missy Robertson on Facebook, and then on Instagram and Twitter, it's Missy Duckwife, and they can find the book, Because You're My Family, at bravebooks.us.
Okay. Bravebooks.us. We will share all of that information for everyone. Well, we would like to close in prayer for you today. How can we pray for you, Missy?
Oh, goodness. Just strength and the tenacity to keep going, that the Lord will continue to bless our endeavors, because we really, despite our flaws, we just want him to look good. So we pray for more opportunities to do that.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to just close this up in prayer.
Okay, awesome.
God, thank you so much for this time. Thank you for Missy and just for her heart to serve you with everything that she has, her heart to pray for her children to have that same passion and desire to chase after you above anything else. Lord, we just pray that you would bless all of her endeavors, all of her work, ministry, family life, all of the things, everything that she has in front of her, all of the hats that she wears, Lord, that you would just anoint her, equip her, and allow her to walk in those roles with confidence, with boldness, with energy, and that you would just allow her to discern next steps, to discern your voice above all of the other voices around her, God, that she would be just single-hearted following after you and following after your plans for her. We pray for your blessing on her home, on her family, her marriage, her children, her grandchild, and all of the rest of her family, God, and just rain down blessings on them, God, for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Praying Christian Women podcast. We'd love to hear from you, so please leave us a comment to let us know what questions or topics we can address in future shows. Then hop over to prayingchristianwomen.com/journal to download your free prayer guide. We're so glad you joined us for today's show, and we wish you God's deepest blessings as you draw closer to Him and change the world one prayer at a time.